Talk to me.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
And thanks for joining us today. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Robin Cowie.
Have you ever worked with a supplier and found that your wholesale price on the product is more than what you see other retailers selling it for? Today we're speaking with Cody Hall, CEO of DropshipDirect.com, an actual factory-authorized wholesale distributor, to discuss how the pricing structures work between manufacturers and wholesalers and what it means to get true wholesale pricing. Cody, welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Let's start with a general overview of the supply chain, Cody. Can you just please give us a basic description of the supply chain and how it works?
Sure, I'll be happy to.
Great.
In most cases, a typical supply chain is going to involve a product manufacturer, a wholesale distributor like ourselves, the retailer, and the end consumer.
And, you know, on the show, the last few shows here, we're doing a series of product sourcing shows where we're talking about different aspects of wholesale. And we mentioned on the show last week that a lot of people think that a wholesaler is actually a middleman, which isn't true, right? I mean, the wholesaler is a necessary part of the infrastructure here because manufacturers can't really do all the work that distributors do. They don't want to rebuild that infrastructure. They're far too busy just building or making products, correct?
That's very true. In fact, I think the reason why that stigma might be out there or that misconception may have to do with the fact that there are a number of different companies out in the marketplace that can sometimes make a claim associated with wholesale distribution wherein the reality is it's not an actual manufacturer-authorized wholesale price point. And so I think that causes confusion for the marketplace.
There's just a few of those, huh, Cody?
Yeah, there's a few.
So the manufacturer uses authorized wholesalers like yourself to distribute products to retailers, right?
That's correct.
Without giving any actual numbers, what kinds of pricing structures do you deal with when you order shipments from a manufacturer? So your relationship with a manufacturer, what kind of size are we talking about?
Well, without getting into, like you mentioned, exact specifics, I can say that there are certainly purchasing commitments and volume requirements that are involved that certainly a retailer that is looking to get into wholesale dropship distribution might be challenged with. So, for example, instead of dealing with, for quantity one or two of a given SKU, what the manufacturer ends up requiring is more realistically caseloads. And in a lot of cases, it ends up being pallets, quantities, or even containers, depending on where the origin is.
Sure.
Right.
So,
and
in other
words, go ahead, Rob, sorry.
So, you know, in other words, large quantities in general.
Let's take a second here to identify that word SKU, because you see that a lot when you're dealing with wholesale. That stands for stock keeping unit, and basically that's a model number or just it's a particular product ID, right?
Sure. It's essentially wholesale jargon for individual product, yeah. Correct.
Right. So when you see SKU, it just means a product product model or a product type or whatever you're dealing with.
Right.
We said, without getting into actual numbers, Cody, I know that there are several different types of pricing structures. Key pricing is one that I'd like to talk about for a minute. Can you explain what key pricing is?
Well, key pricing is more of a general term that has to do with how the marketplace, the end consumer marketplace, perceives the value of a given product on a retail level. So, for example, if a consumer perceives the value of a sports collectible item, which has a limited edition quantity available to it, the key pricing indicator would be what the marketplace could typically bear in terms of a perceived value for that item in the market.
Rob?
Not only do you have to purchase large volumes of products at various pricing levels from the manufacturer, you now you have to warehouse those products, right, and distribute the products to the retailers. Again, let's move our focus from the buying with the manufacturer and without actual numbers. Could you give us a general overview of what kinds of expenses you have in order to keep your operation up and running?
Sure. It can be pretty diverse, and if you're not careful, your overhead costs can greatly increase faster than one would expect. For example, you have everything from labor overhead costs to actual warehousing leasing expenses, in addition to office leasing expenses. So if you don't necessarily have both your warehousing and office presence in the same location, which we don't necessarily, then that cost is incurred when it comes to leasing. We have equipment capital associated with warehousing. So technology and some of the logistical equipment required to manage that inventory. So the expenses, there's a lot of direct and indirect direct expenses that are related to wholesale distribution inventory.
We were just we're doing a series right now where we're going around and actually interviewing and videotaping a lot of the suppliers that we work with, and we were just in a warehouse this past Thursday over in Tampa, Florida, and I was actually amazed at the different kinds of equipment that people have, and maybe you can help illustrate for us the types of equipment, but I mean there were all kinds of pallet loaders and forklifts and
sure.
Can you describe just some of the physical gear that you need?
Sure, and it also really depends on the level toward which you're managing the inventory. So there's always bigger and better equipment out there when it comes to being able to effectively manage wholesale inventory. But an example, a specific example, would be, for example, GPS. I'm sorry, excuse me, not GPS, but actual infrared barcode equipment. So for that would entail hand scanners that have to do with maintaining in-house inventory counts as accurately as possible. And, you know, that cost can certainly, it incurs barcode printers, thermal printers, it involves software. I mean, there's a lot of built-in costs associated with just that functionality alone.
Wow.
And, of course, the greatest cost for any business is the human cost, right, the employees.
Yeah, I would say easily that for our organization, the labor cost actually is pretty much proportional to our actual inventory overhead cost in terms of a budgetary level.
Right.
So it's certainly probably the biggest overhead expense.
Yeah, I think it pretty much is for any company. As far as pricing, Cody, how do you determine what the wholesale cost of an item is? When you get something in a door, okay, how are you going to actually figure out what you're going to sell it for at wholesale?
That's a good question. And it's not always as black and white as making us a decision at that point. Oftentimes it involves a lot of feedback from the manufacturer. So depending on the product line, some manufacturers have very established wholesale and tiered pricing structures already in place. So in those situations, especially with established brands, we simply emulate that into the marketplace.
Right. So you're going to get a list of when you get your wholesale pricing or your manufacturer's wholesale pricing, rather, they're going to have suggested retail prices, obviously, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay, and you can work around those suggested retail prices a little bit here and there. You can't go crazy and cut them tremendously, because wholesale, I think most people don't understand that wholesale really is a pretty tight margin business, isn't it?
It's amazingly tight.
Yeah.
We as a company, you know, we realize very tight margins only because we expect that to be offset. I mean, our business model is predicated on moving large volumes.
Right.
So that allows us to be able to justify having very small single-digit margins versus other situations where the retailer might realize anywhere between, depending on the product industry, 10 to 50%
right.
As a markup. But one thing that the manufacturers also seems to be a growing trend is something called minimum advertised pricing, or MAP.
Mm-hmm.
And that phrase is certainly becoming more prevalent in the marketplace. When it comes to the manufacturer indicating, okay, this is the suggested retail price for an item, but because the retailer may or may not be stocking product, the manufacturer would like to be able to see that the key price or the target price is no lower than a certain threshold. And that's a lot of that has to do with maintaining value within the product.
Yeah, I mean, if a manufacturer is going to sell to, say, several key wholesalers around the country, or maybe a master wholesaler, you know, and so forth, you can't have the same product being sold at wildly different prices in different parts of the country or from different businesses, right?
That's correct.
I mean, you have, you know, certain wholesalers that work with only retail companies that are physical and some that work with internet, and you can't have the internet retailers undercutting the physical retailers all the time, because then the physical retailers will stop buying the product. Right, and the manufacturer has a problem then.
Yes, it's right. The one thing about the supply chain, especially these days with the advent of the internet, is it's becoming more and more sensitive. Let's put it that way. So it's more and more sensitive because
right.
of the fact that so many individuals and small businesses can penetrate the marketplace.
Well, let's talk a little more about that after the break. If you want to stay up to date with the latest product sourcing news, check for upcoming trade shows in your area, and even find spotlighted suppliers you can use in your e-biz, then you'll want to subscribe to our free product sourcing newsletter at productsourcingnews.com. We'll continue with Cody Hall from Dropship Direct when we return. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Rob Cowie.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to worldwidebrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com now.
The Entrepreneur Magazine Radio Network is pleased to announce the grand opening of the BizRadioMall.com, a virtual mall stocked full of products and services you won't find anywhere else. Tools to start or grow your business, services to improve your bottom line or increase sales, special offers and discounts only available through this mall. Simply log on to www.BizRadioMall.com and stroll through the many stores we now have open. All products and services you see are from our hosts, partners, and advertisers, so you know that what you see is what you'll get. The Biz Radio Mall is also a featured eBay store. Shop, buy, and pay for immediate delivery. The Biz Radio Mall also has items for your health, mind, and body. Take a moment and see what we have for you and your business. That's BizRadioMall.com. Check back frequently as the mall is opening new stores on a regular basis. That's www.BizRadioMall.com, another service of the Entrepreneur Magazine Radio Network.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Since email is the number one form of communication these days, it just makes sense that every email you send looks professional and promotes your company, website, products, and services. We are emailthatsells.com, and our revolutionary on-letterhead system makes every email you send look like your company's letterhead, website, and marketing materials rolled into one, plus direct links back to your information. Small businesses look better than the big guys. Make your email stand out from the rest. To see what one of our emails actually looks like, log on to emailthatsells.com and request a sample email. Or take us for a free 30-day test drive. That's how confident we are that you will see the results within the first 30 days. Think of how many emails you send each day. Log on to emailthatsells.com. The domain name says it all. Emailthatsells.com.
If you've ever missed an eBay auction because you weren't at a computer, you've got to try this free service from unwiredbuyer.com. Now you can bid at eBay auctions from anywhere using your cell phone. Here's how it works. 3 minutes before the auction ends, you'll get a call.
This is Unwired Buyer calling about your eBay auction status. Please enter your 4-digit PIN number now. Currently, you are not the high bidder. To enter the minimum bid of $12, press pound. Congratulations! Your bid placed through Unwired Buyer was successful. Currently, you are the high bidder.
If anybody outbids you, Unwired Buyer immediately lets you know, so you can place your bid so fast you can oftentimes beat out sniping software. If you want to hear this message more often,
you have won the auction. Please check your email for information from eBay.
Then go to unwiredbuyer.com and register for free. Unwiredbuyer.com.
Lost your job? Start a business. Find out how on entrepreneur.com. All business, all the time.